Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio in for Lisa Dent. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show, you will see some of the sights that we saw as we were coming in on Lakeshore Drive today. What a gorgeous, gorgeous day. The weather was just extraordinary for the drive-in today.
But speaking of the weather, Tom Skilling, no dummy, we know that for a fact, he's in Hawaii. And stepping in for Tom is the guy that you see middays on WGN-TV. That's Demetrius Ivory.
Hey, Demetrius.
Hello there. Yeah, hi. Pretty nice day. You know, only in the upper 20s, but after last weekend, I think we'll take it, right?
Absolutely. Sing it. And look at it this way. We ain't in Buffalo, right?
100 inches of snow for them.
Oh.
And it's, isn't it
December.
Still, it's still snowing, isn't it? Or it's going to snow?
Yeah, it is going. They're going to continue seeing snow. They get usually 100 inches of snow for the entire season. They've gotten it for December.
And they have a driving ban that's still in effect because it's just too treacherous.
Which you probably don't even need, right? I mean,
yeah.
And Demetrius, am I wrong? But I think, didn't they say that even some of the police and fire equipment wasn't able to get out?
At one point yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, every fire truck in the city, and you know, Buffalo's not a small city, was stuck in snow. Every fire truck. Everyone in the whole city.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and fire trucks are huge. If they're getting stuck.
Oh, God.
You know.
Well, how much snow have we had in Chicago so far this season?
Only 4 inches.
You're kidding. You are kidding me.
Only 4 inches of snow. At least, that's at least four Chicago, 4.3. Wow. You know, there have been more, you know, Lake County got much more than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for O'Hare, 4.3, that big storm. You know, we got the cold air from it, but we did not get the snow. Fortunately for us, the precipitation kind of scooted east before the colder air got here. And you know, as far as forecasting it, people, you know, 5 days before, we thought it was going to be more snow. As we got closer, we figured it out. And I don't mind, you know.
Yeah.
I don't mind. And when you see what happens in Buffalo, you know, it wouldn't have been that much, but you know, I mean, a town like Buffalo can handle 40 inches just as much as we can handle maybe 8, and then we're in trouble.
But as you know, this has been crazy for a lot of the country. We split our time between Chicago and Panama City Beach, Florida, on the Gulf Coast. And down there, they have been dealing with temperatures in the 20s. Frozen pipelines.
Yes, they actually have a use your water sparingly because the city's pipelines have bursted in some cases.
Yeah, this was this cold air, this trough that came through enveloped the entire, well, almost the entire country. I mean, down in Florida, in portions of Florida, they had the iguana alert, the falling iguana alert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of our photographers went to Key West, and 60 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Gulf of Mexico, the temperature dropped down to, I believe, the mid-50s at one point. In some parts of Florida. So
I think if I had a rock band, I would name them the Falling Iguanas.
Yeah.
You know, that's a cool... And it's very biblical, because I know in the Bible somewhere it says the end of times, iguanas will fall from the sky. Things are going to get so much better here. All the snow that's in my driveway is going to melt by the end of the week, right?
It will melt, thank goodness, as we expect this warm-up. And you know, just kind of getting off script, I want to, you know, with the airlines and everything that's going on, I thought that was a great interview. I thought that you know, there was a lot of information. I would love to sit down with someone from the airline and say, "How did you not see this coming?"
Sing
this,
it.
We knew this storm was going to come 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You know? I mean,
you're preaching to the choir.
It's not even, you know, some places got more, some places got less, but I don't understand. And you know, with a winter storm, I love winter storms because they won't sneak up on you. You see them coming. Mm-hmm. They come across the country, and you know, it takes 3 or 4 days for it to come across the country. I don't it just surprises me. We're doing so many stories, you know, with folks, you know, stuck at Midway,
sure,
maybe through New Year's, and that mountain of luggage that's there.
Oh, and again, this is what they do for a living.
I don't.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Greenberg said, you know, antiquated equipment. Well, a couple of listeners texted to say, does that include their telephones? Because we're calling and we get a message that this line is no longer in service.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah. It's hard to wrap your mind around this complete meltdown. But back to weather. Oh, we're going to have a meltdown here.
I'm like everybody else. I've just been waiting to give that rant for a while.
That's yes. good. It feels good.
Oh, it feels good. Thank you for that moment. Yes. So, we are going to see a warm-up, and this snow is going to be out of here. We'll see temperatures climb into the 40s tomorrow, which is going to feel spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50s on Thursday.
Yes, Lord!
Yes. Now, and we're also going to have rain that'll come, and that'll probably, you know, maybe slow down some of the snow melt a little bit. You know, a lot of folks think that when it rains, the snow melts quicker. No, it doesn't. It actually melts quicker when the air's dry and it's warm. So, but I think most of the snow should be gone by Friday. I mean, we're talking temperatures in the 40s this entire upcoming weekend. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, we'll be in the 40s.
So get your car washed this weekend.
Sunday. It's going to rain. Looks like it'll rain Thursday through Friday and Saturday. Being a meteorologist, I have the dirtiest car in Chicago because I always know when it's going to rain, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to wash it today. It'll rain on Wednesday or Thursday, you know?
Yeah.
and that's just my car's filthy because of that all the time.
Well,
before we wrap this up, we have been longtime friends with Tom Skilling for a long time.
Yes.
But we are such fans of yours, and it is such a kick to talk to you. We watch you every day, and you're so good at what you do.
And
thank you.
You're going to be 10 years with the company as of next year, right?
Yeah, is that right? 10
years?
Let's see, 14. No, somewhere. Yeah, that's right. That's true. I forgot all about it. I don't know how much time we have, but
go ahead.
So why I came to WGN? My contract was up in my last station, and I was flying around to different cities, Atlanta and DC, and all that. And then all of a sudden, right when it was time for me to decide, GN calls me at the last second. Literally, this is a GN thing. They call me at the last second. They fly me out on the 4th of July. I have to spend the 4th of July in Chicago by myself. I didn't know anyone or anything like that. And then we have an interview during the morning show, and they had some concert with the DJ, the Chosen Few. The entire interview, me and the news director couldn't hear each other say one word because there was a DJ next to his office. And then I walked out and I said, you got to hire me. And he said, I am.
That's great.
How cool. Yeah.
And it was here at WGN you met your wife, Erin.
Yes. We literally bumped into each other in my job interview. So.
And I get goosebumps when I hear stories like that because that is just so cool.
Yeah.
There you were. We met on the job, too. And we were thrown together by a radio station that said, oh, well, we'll just see what happens with these two.
Okay. Here's one of my resolutions for 2023. I want to find a way to have you two and us get together for dinner some night.
That would be wonderful. That would be amazing. I mean, because we can all tell. I mean, I want to know between you two who kind of knew that they were into the other one.
Well, we will tell you this. Working for this company, and you were with us when it was owned by the Tribune, there was a mandate that you could not be married and work together.
One day.
I do remember that.
Yes.
One day, we were talking about that I was having popsicles in bed. And one of the big honchos from the Tribune was driving in and listening and got incensed. And said, they're talking about being in bed together. And our then general manager, Dan Fabian, said, yeah, that's part of the deal. And he said,
fire them.
But going back to the days of Colonel McCormick, you can't be married and work for this company. And Dan Fabian said, you tell them that, you fire them, and you get the publicity.
Yes.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah. The united front that you guys could put on them would be
that's right.
Amazing. Yes.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Hug your wife, Erin, for us. Enjoy yourself, and thank you so much for stopping by
thank
tonight.
You. It's always a pleasure, and stay warm. Don't trust me. Wash your car.
Okay, Demetrius. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.